T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to The Morning Beat. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. And now we are getting to talk with, finally, it's been a year of begging, pleading, borrowing, and stealing, all to have this fabulous performer on with us. Now, you first got to know who she was. I think the world got to know her on Pose, but I have a little connection with her because we both played the character of Angel in Rent. So welcome to The Morning Beat, MJ Rodriguez.
Yay.
Hey, hey, y'all.
Good morning,
hey, my
mama.
Capricorn queen. I saw that we both are, so I said, I know I love her already. It's over.
Michaela, can I just tell you one thing? I mean, it's kind of crazy. We're Capricorns, and also my nickname is MJ, but my name is also Michaela too. So isn't that crazy?
Okay, I'm screaming because I wanted to say it, and then I was like, I'm going to sound like I'm just trying to be you, so I'm going to pull back. But I'm obsessed. Girl, I love you. I love you. It's your name's Michaela, and then Rodriguez, like Jay Rodriguez.
It's like if we had a child.
We're all together. Yeah. We're all meant to. You're our love child.
So listen, I've known of you for years because I was I got a little bootleg of you as Angel, and I was like, come on, vocals, and it was an incredible experience. And so we have so many friends because the Rent family is strong. But speaking of strong families, you got this incredible opportunity to join the cast of Pose, which forever changed the face of television history. What was the experience like when you began to where you are now, where it's just a whirlwind when you guys are everywhere?
Oh, my God. I mean, it was a whirlwind of things. I mean, when I first started, I had gone to college for music, right? I went to Berklee College of Music. So my acting career hadn't really been on the full forefront until I actually left my first semester and got an audition for Rent. And it was kind of insane to me because I didn't really expect to get the role. I was telling a whole bunch of my friends, like, girl, please. I mean, there's so many angels out there. They're going to cast an angel. I am not going to get cast. So,
but meanwhile, like, no, you won that 2011 Clive Barnes Award for the role. And girl, I know I got cast at 18, too. We were babies when I did Rent. But I love it. And, you know, what's even more incredible is fans got to see you sing on Pose. Whose idea was it to actually let your character sort of sing?
So, Ryan Murphy and Jenna Mock were the main ones. I mean, and Stephen Canals as well. They heard me singing on set, and Stephen was like, oh, girl, okay. So I see that you can really look. And I was like, Stephen, what are you talking about? He was like, don't do that. He was like, we're going to see if we can get you in, you know, a part where you can sing on the show. And I was like, oh, okay. I took it seriously. Because, I mean, he's the writer, and he can do anything he wants. You know what I mean? But I was also like, okay, maybe they might forget, you know.
But you're playing very coy, because let me say that we have sat in this studio
and replayed that
5:30 in the morning before we start our day, replaying your song, and we're like, okay, we're ready to start the day.
If you haven't heard, MJ does a great cover of Home from The Wiz, and it is phenomenal, so make sure you give it a listen. We'll actually post it on our channel, Q. We'll post it on our website.
Y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now, can we talk to you? Because now you're moving on, continuing in the theater world, but you're playing a cute role in The Little Shop of Horrors.
She's going to be giving you Audrey realness. Now, this is different because I always thought they always go for some little white chick with the blonde hair and the boobs pressed up. So this is kind of... Right. So were you shocked that they were like, no, we're getting MJ for this role? And I think you're going to kill it.
You want to know something? When I first had the meeting with the director, who was amazing, so amazing. I was actually very shocked when he said that. I thought for the first time, you know, that I would be, you know, considered for the plant. And I know this wasn't anything that he said before. I just, in my mind, I was in my head already like, okay, well,
right.
This possibly was my, be the
You're like one of the Audreys, but not the one I'm thinking of.
Right. So when he said, I want you to play Audrey, I was like, oh, are you joking? Are you serious? I kind of flipped because, I mean, not only am I a trans woman, but I'm also a Black Latino woman of color, Afro-Latina.
Yeah.
So, like, you never really see a woman of color play this character. And there's so many depths to many people of many specific ethnic backgrounds and races. So I think it's just beautiful that, you know, the lenses of Audrey get to be seen in a different light. You know,
absolutely.
And it's beautiful.
And you have Amber Riley playing Audrey, too. Those powerhouse vocals.
Incredible. Yes.
Girl, if you don't record some backstage duet or dressing room thing.
I know. You got to do a dressing room confessional. Well, if you guys want to check out Our Queen, MJ Rodriguez, it's at the Pasadena Playhouse, September 17th through October 20th. And you can get tickets at PasadenaPlayhouse.org. They start at $25. Honey, you spend that on that Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Oh, you know, I'm going
so
opening
you can buy
night.
A ticket.
I'm going opening night. So I will see you opening. But before we get there, you know, we were celebrating downtown LA Pride. And sadly, you know, I don't know if you heard what happened downtown LA. We had some members within our community forcibly removed from an establishment for just honestly
our trans women sisters.
I'll be posted.
Yes, and so I wanted to talk to you. We had the amazing opportunity to speak to Jennifer Bianchi, one of the women that was taken out so forcefully. You know, here at Channel Q, it is our job to give everybody a voice. And we want to ask you, well, what did you think about that situation and how can we continue helping our trans brothers and sisters?
I just think of it like this. Nobody should put their hands on anyone whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Your hands should be kept to yourself.
Yeah.
These security men, they would have never put their hands on another woman like that.
Never.
That's right.
And I'm not gonna be specific. I'm just going to say another woman because we're all women, and men should know not to put their hands on us like that. So they should have respected our space. They should have come over to the situation and asked the questions before. Now, we don't know what had happened before, but that still is no excuse for putting your hands on someone. So I was extremely upset at it. And even in that circumstance, if someone else was in the position, I'm sure they probably wouldn't have did the same thing. So I think there just needs to be a respect level for us as women and just for us as the LGBT community in spaces like that. We should never be feel like we're ostracized, and we should never feel like we're taking up space in a space where everyone is welcome.
That's right.
We should always be still included. So that made me very upset. I had to take some time so I didn't go off on Instagram because sometimes I can be a little, you know, I'm from North New Jersey, so I got the hood up in me.
That's right, honey. Come on, Jersey.
I had to take a moment to level myself out and be like, okay, this is how you have to attack the situation. Well, and I hope they learn from this.
Yeah, I hope they do too.
They're recommended too.
Yeah, MJ Rodriguez, there's never enough time with you. We love you so much. You are always welcome to come back whenever you'd like on the morning beat. Actually, come in studio and hang out with us.
Please
here.
Come whenever you want. And you guys, make sure you see Our Girl one more time, September 17th through October 20th at the Pasadena Playhouse. You can see Audrey in the Little Shop of Horrors.
That's right.
With $25 tickets.
That's
okay,
right. Well, listen, it's MJ Rodriguez 7 on Instagram. Make sure you give her a follow as well. MJ, we love you. We'll talk to you soon.
Oh, we love you.
Bye.
I love y'all too. Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.